You are back with The Conversation, Hawaii Talks. More than 1,000 television stations across the country are set to change their frequencies by July of next year. The Federal Communications Commission is reaching out to states where it expects that to happen. We talked to FCC Chair Gene Cadu about what this means for those who watch TV and get their signal via antenna.
Important changes are coming to free over-the-air TV. That's television that viewers watch through an antenna, either a rooftop or an indoor antenna. These changes don't affect cable or satellite subscribers who buy their TV service from one of those types of providers. But if a viewer watches free over-the-air TV with an antenna, they should be aware that TV stations nationwide, not just in Hawaii, are going to be changing frequencies. That's the airwaves behind the scenes that the TVs pick up the signals from the broadcaster. And what that means is that those viewers are going to need to take the fairly simple step of rescanning their televisions to be able to continue to watch those channels. The channel numbers themselves won't change. That's important to know. But behind the scenes, the TV needs to know to pick up those channels at a new frequency in the airwaves from what they had been picking it up before.
And what's behind this move? I mean, is there a hard deadline?
Well, there's a number of deadlines. What's behind the move is that we here at the FCC, one of our main missions is to make sure that we are using the country's scarce airwave resources as efficiently and effectively as possible. And we identified the TV airwaves as being ones where we could, if we rearranged the frequencies, use them much more efficiently and therefore free up spectrum, which is airwaves, for new advanced wireless services, mobile broadband, internet access for streaming and other high-capacity uses, as well as the new 5G services that are coming online. So we were able to make the TV airwaves more efficient and free up space for services that consumers are demanding more and more of. People are doing more and more streaming. They use Google Maps. They use all kinds of apps that use a lot of capacity. And they're going to be wanting to get the new 5G services that are coming online. So we need to make more spectrum available for that, and that's what this is all about.
Okay, so that's the big picture.
That's the big picture.
And then as far as deadlines across the state, or I should say across the country, does each state or each region have a deadline?
It's not really a geographic deadline that we are assigning here, Catherine. It's more based on sort of physics and interference issues. When we are repacking TV channels into a smaller space, we need to make sure that we do that in a carefully sequenced way so that when channel 1 moves to a new frequency that used to be channel 2's frequency, they don't interfere with each other. So we need to kind of choreograph it and schedule it. So the changes are taking place nationwide in 10 phases. We're now in phase 2, so we've already had one phase finish. But different markets are in different phases. There probably will be 2 markets in most of the geographic areas where consumers will see rescan notices.
And what are you requiring as far as public notice?
We require, at a minimum, that TV stations notify viewers at least 30 days in advance of their rescan day. That would be typically using a what we call a screen crawl type of notice, which is those text messages that float across the bottom or the top of a TV screen. All TV viewers of that station will see those, but again, only people who watch via an over-the-air antenna will actually need to take action on the rescan day. Cable and satellite subscribers won't need to worry about it, but they will see the messages.
Okay, so that is a little different for the cable companies. And maybe this is a kind of a dumb question, but what about radio? Do our frequencies change at all in this shuffle?
No, there are no changes to radio being undertaken. It's just TV stations at this time.
And there is this big switch, I think, between analog and digital. You know, we went through this recently with the cable company here. And I think, you know, our state, an island state, is in varying stages, I think, of digital and analog.
That's happening with cable companies. They're going from an analog to a digital system. With over-the-air television, we actually did that about 10 years ago. I think it was 2009 when we converted TV broadcasts from analog to digital signals. And at that time, viewers may remember that it happened on one day nationwide. So it was a little easier than this one in that respect. But the hard thing about that one was that viewers needed a new converter box for their old analog TVs to be able to receive the new digital signals. Here, with very, very few exceptions, there is no new equipment needed. All viewers are going to be required to do is, you know, using their remote, go to the menu button, and usually there's a setup menu that will say channels or scan channels or find channels or something like that. Each manufacturer has some different words that they use. And when you click on that button, the TV takes 3 or 4 minutes and runs through all the channels and picks up everything that's locally available for that TV. One thing that we typically recommend is that if a viewer hasn't scanned their TV in a while or since they bought it even, they should do that periodically, kind of like rebooting a computer, because that will refresh it. And they may well find that there are lots more channels available in their local market than they knew they had. So it's a good thing to do periodically. But certainly if they notice that a channel they're used to seeing is not there, they should rescan, and hopefully that will be it will be because of this transition, and they'll find the channel again right away.
Is there a socioeconomic dimension to this?
Well, we think there is. I mean, we think that there is. We think that it's very important that we get as many much spectrum out to wireless uses as possible to meet the consumer demand. And we think that with respect to over-the-air television, we're not losing any channels for any viewers in this repack, but we are being much more efficient. So we think that that's a win-win for consumers. I'd also mention that in this process, moving broadcasters to new channels and freeing up spectrum, we actually had an auction of that new spectrum to wireless providers, which, among other things, contributed about $7.3 billion to the federal treasury for deficit reduction. So I think that was another win for this process.
And does the FCC have any kind of estimate on numbers as to how many viewers there are out there that rely on antennas?
It's hard to know precisely. We don't have any definitive statistics, but I've heard estimates that range from about 15% to over 20% nationwide.
Okay.
So it's a lot of people. Typically, it's harder to receive over-the-air signals in more rural states, but Hawaii's not so rural. One thing that might affect that in Hawaii would be mountains and terrain might make signals a little more difficult in some limited areas. But I think probably the coverage is pretty good out there, so there should be signals available. And I will say that one of the things we have is a website to help viewers with this rescan process, which is at www.fcc.gov/TV rescan. And one of the, among other help to help viewers rescan, we do have kind of a handy digital TV map feature, which is interactive, and a viewer can put in their street address and be able to see what over-the-air TV stations should be available using a rooftop antenna and available for free. And that might be something that a viewer might want to check out. We have a lot of cord cutters who are cutting the cable and satellite
yes.
cord and who are using streaming services, but local news and emergency alerts are important, I think. And so one way to receive those, even if you cut the cord, is to use an antenna to be able to pick up local television stations with their local news and weather. One other resource that we have mm-hmm. is a dedicated call center for users and viewers who might have trouble rescanning. There are people standing by. The number there is 1-888-CALL-FCC, and folks can help viewers who are having trouble.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good information. Thanks so much again for your time.
Thank you.
That was the FCC's Gene Cadoux talking about making room for 5G and what that means for your TV.